$57.1 billion. For fiscal year 2015, that's the total impact of tourism on Georgia's economy. The tourism industry itself makes up about 10.2% of our state's entire workforce. And the tourists themselves visit the Peach State for the scenery and the scenes. I'm talking about the arts and culture scenes of Atlanta and other cities like Columbus, Macon, and Augusta. The Georgia Department of Economic Development is taking advantage of this interest in local tourism with a campaign called Year of Georgia Music. Lisa Love is the director of music marketing with the Georgia Department of Economic Development. I spoke with her last week about a few of the places and stories that make Georgia a destination for live music and music heritage, starting with Macon.
It has an incredible place in American music history. You know, when you look at Little Richard, who's truly the architect of rock and roll, there would be no rock and roll without Little Richard. That's the first song that Paul McCartney played live when he was in high school was a Little Richard song. And then you add to that Otis Redding and what an impact he had on soul music. And they both grew up in Macon and their careers launched in Macon. Then with Capricorn Records and Southern Rock, it's really a birthplace of Southern Rock where the Allman Brothers Band, again, launched their careers. So there's so much in Macon's heritage, but there's also a nice, vibrant scene there today.
And Robert McDuffie is a very famous international violinist.
I'm a huge fan of Bobby McDuffie. And with the Robert McDuffie Center for Strings, which is at the Townsend School of Music at Mercer University, they're bringing in international students from around the world. But one of the cool pieces, and one of the things I think I like most about Georgia music, is all the connections. So last year, the McDuffie Center for Strings opened their new home, which is at a historic home there on College Street. But it's actually the home where the Allman Brothers Band were standing on the porch for their very first album cover. And you know, the home was a bit crumbly then when the Allman Brothers Band were there. But now it's so beautiful and it's restored and that's where the students are. But it has that piece of music heritage in it.
There's another day trip or weekend trip further east.
Augusta has an amazing music history. And of course, James Brown grew up and lived in Augusta. And there at the Augusta Museum of History, they have a Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown exhibit that's permanent. Downtown, there's a James Brown, a bronze statue downtown, and there's the James Brown Arena. There's a lot that goes on in all the cities that I think most people wouldn't ordinarily know about or think about, and that's what we really hope to do during the Year of Georgia Music.
So another well-known Georgia city is Savannah, and I know about their Savannah Music Festival, and Jingle Bells was a the Christmas Carol Jingle Bells was written by a organist and music director of a Unitarian church in Savannah.
Yes, that's right. Lord James Pierpont is actually the person who wrote Jingle Bells. It started out, it was just a song about sleighing, but of course it's become a Christmas classic. So, you know, Georgians have been making an impact on music for a long, long time.
Is there sleighing to do in Savannah?
Well, he was originally from up north, and he had come down to Savannah to work at the church.
Okay.
But they do, you know, they have a wonderful live music scene in Savannah. And you mentioned Savannah Music Festival. Also in March, the Savannah Stopover Festival is coming up, and that's March 10th through 12th. And they've got so many bands, Rah Rah Riot, Blitz and Trapper, lots of Georgia bands, lots of Savannah bands. And that's really, that's grown up over the last 5 or 6 years. It started as a festival that would be a stopover for East Coast bands headed to South by Southwest. But now it's really a destination in and of itself, and it's a great opportunity for music discovery. They also have the Savannah Jazz Festival and the Savannah Folk Festival. And, of course, it's the home of Gretsch guitars and Benedetto guitars and Jody Jazz, which are our mouthpieces for saxophones and brass instruments, and Randy Wood guitars. So it's really, again, each of these Georgia cities has their own signature places and festivals and businesses and artists that give them their really unique personalities.
Well, when I think of Atlanta music, at least popular music, the first thing I think of is rap and hip hop. What can tourists, visitors do to experience Atlanta's hip hop scene?
You know, I think it's about live music. Atlanta is a city with so many live music venues and so many festivals going on all the time, from Music Midtown and Shaky Beats to One Music Fest. This is a place to come immerse yourself in those experiences, and then while you're here, you know, take in the restaurants and take in the shopping and everything that is Atlanta.
The classical guitar music scene is really on the rise here in Georgia. And there's a symposium coming up?
The CSU Guitar Symposium and Competition that Columbus State University hosts is February 27th through 28th. And they bring classical guitarists from around the world. And it's a weekend of master classes and performances. And that's been going on, I think, 16 years. So it's quite established. And I understand that if you are a fan of guitar or classical guitar, it's a not-to-be-missed event there in Columbus. Georgia music is what it is because of the talent here and because of the artists who have been apart for decades and decades. But without all these really creative musicians and behind-the-scenes contributors, we wouldn't be able to tell these stories. So that is my shout-out to all the musicians in Georgia.
Well, you, Lisa Love, are an absolute authority on Georgia music. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the year of Georgia music.
It's my pleasure, and being a Georgia music fan is just a joy.
Lisa Love is the Director of Music Marketing with the Georgia Department of Economic Development. We talked about the state's Year of Georgia Music campaign. You'll be able to find more musical offerings from each city on our website, wabe.org/citylights. It's 11:22. I'm Erin Wright in for Lois Reitzis. Thanks for listening to WABE Atlanta.